find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on the TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AMFM Shortwave Talk Radio.
It's an old military adage that bad intel can get soldiers killed, but it now turns out that false talking points may even be more lethal. A lesson that George W. Bush and Mr. Richard Cheney, Dick, as his friends call him, he is that, continue to teach the world as the death toll mounts in Iraq. In pounding the Democratic-controlled Congress into submission on Iraq war funding last week, the president and vice president let loose a withering barrage of non-sequiturs, appeals to fear, long-discredited canards, and personal attacks on critics for endangering U.S. troops. Fearing an escalation of the rhetoric assault over the Memorial Day weekend, Democratic leaders crumbled, reneging on their vow that Bush would never again be given a blank check. Instead, they cleared the way for a bipartisan vote that handed the president more than $100 billion without any meaningful strings attached. But Bush's Iraq war talking points, while appealing to some Americans and frightening some Democrats, remain a potpourri of cherry-picked intelligence, irrational arguments, and a consortium of outright lies. Back were some golden oldies, like Saddam Hussein failing to comply with UN demands to get rid of his weapons of mass destruction, even though the world knows that he did, and some newer favorites, like the need to listen when Al-Qaeda boast about driving the U.S. out of Iraq, although U.S. intelligence knows Al-Qaeda actually believes that prolonging the war is in its best interest. On the May 23rd Coast Guard commencement, Bush reprised some of his old talking points and unveiled a new one, citing intelligence that Osama bin Laden tasked Al-Qaeda forces in Iraq in January of 2005 to conduct terrorist attacks outside of Iraq, including possibly the United States. "I've often warned that if we fail in Iraq, the enemy will follow us home," Bush said. Many ask, "How do you know?" Today, I'd like to share some information with you that attests to Al-Qaeda's intentions. Bush then laid out a story of bin Laden ordering Jordanian-born terrorist Abu Musab al-Zarqawi to divert some of his operatives to Iraq to terrorist activities outside of Iraq. Bin Laden emphasized that America should be Zarqawi's number one priority in terms of foreign attacks. Zarqawi welcomed this direction. He claimed that he had already come up with some good proposals. That's according to Georgie Boy. The operations, however, were thwarted, Bush said, and Zarqawi was killed by U.S. bombing raid inside Iraq in June of 2006. Though Bush presented this two-year-old intelligence as support for his argument that the U.S. forces must fight the enemy there so we don't have to fight them here, the information actually would seem to establish the opposite. Fighting them there makes it more likely that they will also attack here, as pointed out by, oh gosh, hundreds of people here in the United States. But they're all just conspiracy theorists. Forget them. A boon possibly to Al-Qaeda? The U.S. intelligence has been reporting internally for years. The U.S. invasion of Iraq in March of 2003 was a boon to Al-Qaeda, diverting the U.S. forces away from its leaders, hiding along the Pakistan-Afghani borders, while helping Al-Qaeda attract thousands of new recruits, build a battle-tested force in Iraq, and reestablish its financial infrastructure. Now, part of this is propaganda, so beware. More on this after we come back. And we'll also take your calls at 800-313-9443. What are you going to be doing on Memorial Day weekend? Sucking down a lot of beer and bratwurst? Are you going to get busy on the Ron Paul campaign or disseminating important information that Americans don't have?
The Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, Clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com, 800-409-5633.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
The scary talking points at West Point commencement on May 26, and I read this story, I think, yesterday or the day before. Vice President Cheney recycled another one of those old and scary talking points, an al-Qaeda statement dating back to 2002 asserting a tooth-for-a-tooth right to avenge America's killing of Muslim civilians, including children, by inflicting similar havoc in the United States. And I'm quoting Cheney, talking to the grads at West Point. I wonder why he had to do that. Maybe some people in West Point were maybe reconsidering their military careers. I don't know. He said, al-Qaeda's leadership has said they have the right to kill 4 million Americans, 2 million of them children, and to exile twice as many as to wound and cripple thousands. Cheney said, reviving a claim which was made 3 years ago by President Bush. But Cheney, like Bush, stripped the statement attributing to al-Qaeda spokesman Abu Ghaith, I do believe this guy's name, or Ghaith, of its context. It was a twisted moral rationalization seeking to justify the 9/11 attacks to a disgusted Muslim world. It wasn't an operational plan, as Cheney and Bush suggested. Similarly, in their pre-Memorial Day political offensive, Bush and Cheney continued to cite al-Qaeda's supposed dream of Caliphate, a religious state in which Bush and Cheney would stretch from Spain to Indonesia. Yet whenever al-Qaeda's grandiose visions, U.S. intelligence recognizes that there is no practical way for this ragtag group to achieve anything close to that goal, especially in the United States adopts a sensible Middle East strategy. Yeah, like, get the heck out of it. Prior to 9/11, al-Qaeda's leaders were exiles from their homelands and pariahs in the Islamic world. They and other Islamic extremist groups had been defeated in country after country, including Algeria, Egypt, Jordan, and Saudi Arabia. Expelled even from Sudan, al-Qaeda's leaders fled to the farthest corners of the globe, in their case, the caves of Afghanistan. Now, according to the 9/11 Commission and other studies, al-Qaeda attacked U.S. targets in part hoping for a clumsy U.S. military response that would alienate Muslims and give al-Qaeda another political shot in the Islamic world. With the 9/11 attacks, al-Qaeda's leaders almost miscalculated, provoking an intense U.S. assault on their bases in Afghanistan, but the Bush administration's failure to capture bin Laden at Tora Bora and its quick pivot to invade Iraq gave al-Qaeda new hope. Suddenly, al-Qaeda could point to Bush's crusade in the Middle East that involved attacking an Arab country that had nothing to do with 9/11. As it turned out, in the Bush-Osama symbiotic relationship here, bin Laden's interest and Bush's interests were symbiotic. Bush got to conquer Iraq and finish off his father's nemesis, Saddam Hussein, while bin Laden saw one of the Muslim enemies eliminated, that being Mr. Hussein himself, and al-Qaeda got its cause célèbre to radicalize the Islamic world. Yet despite the recognition of the U.S. intelligence community that Bush's invasion of Iraq has strengthened al-Qaeda, Bush continues to cite bin Laden's quotes about the war to justify keeping U.S. forces there. Some in our country question whether the battle in Iraq is part of the war on terror. Bush told the Coast Guard cadets, among the terrorists, there is no doubt. Hear the words of Osama bin Laden. He calls for a struggle in Iraq, a war of destiny. He proclaimed the war is for you or for us to win. If we win it, it means your defeat and disgrace forever. But Bush's repeated assertion that Americans must heed the words of the enemy and do the opposite cedes to al-Qaeda control over U.S. actions. In effect, a superpower with global responsibilities has bound its decision-making to bin Laden's whims and rhetoric. It also opens the United States to Brer Rabbit and the Briar Patch tactics, in which bin Laden can bait Washington to do the opposite of what he actually wants. For instance, calling on the United States to leave Iraq when he actually wants the U.S. to stay. Nevertheless, though losing ground politically and militarily in the Middle East, Bush still has beaten the Democrats in Washington. He did so by accusing war critics of playing into al-Qaeda's hands, even though the evidence is that Bush's policy in Iraq is what helped al-Qaeda the most. Or should we call them al-Qaeda? Thank you, CIA down in Langley. White House spokesman accused Democrats of wanting to set a surrender date by establishing a timeline for withdrawing U.S. combat forces in Iraq. Democrats also were chastised for undermining the troops and U.S. security by holding out for some concessions from Bush on an Iraq exit strategy. Though the Democrats won control of Congress in November of 2006, with what was widely regarded as popular mandate to end the war, the Bush party leaders decided that their slim majorities couldn't withstand the Bush-led Memorial Day attacks on their patriotism. Bush's victory on Capitol Hill assured not only more than $100 billion in new war funding, but suggests that the U.S. occupation of Iraq may continue indefinitely and almost certainly into the next presidency unless the Democratic cave-in is met with a groundswell of public outrage. How about let's just elect Ron Paul? All you Democrats, all you Republicans, all you people out there that are fed up with all the spoon-fed rhetoric BS, let's just put an end to it. Let's pull our troops out of the Middle East. Let's try something that we have not tried before in the Middle East. Let's try talking. Democratic leaders insist that the Memorial Day capitulation was only a tactical retreat and that new funding battles will be fought in September. But Bush is already laying the groundwork for a new set of harsh talking points. He is signaling that war critics will be blamed for escalating bloodshed expected among American troops over the summer. Bush's talking points will assert that his domestic opponents are encouraging al-Qaeda by rewarding the terrorists with a promise of U.S. withdrawal if they kill enough Americans and Iraqis. A few weeks ago, al-Qaeda's number two, second in command, issued a video in which he was gloating that al-Qaeda's movement of violence has forced the Americans to accept a pullout. And the word that we have, that was actually some Zionist Mossad operative that released that video. We can expect al-Qaeda to continue its campaign of high-profile attacks. Because you have to ask yourself the question here, folks. Who does this benefit? Does this benefit Israel? Yes, it certainly does. Is this their true roadmap to peace? I do believe it is. The capitulation of every Arab nation which surrounds Israel over there. Rather than Israel talking peace, when they actually have, at least nuclear speaking, they have the upper hand. And why we're fanning the flames here of continued aggression and occupation in Iraq, soon to be Iran, which they're being set up. The CIA operatives are already in there. Bush has already said that he's going to destabilize and topple Mahdinejad's government. He's already said that. So who benefits out of this deal? Well, yeah, it's the Bechtels and the Blackwaters and the Halliburtons and the oil companies, that's for sure. And let's not forget the band leader here, the World Bank. Because many things have happened since, well, we were just irresponsible enough to spend ourselves, what, $100 trillion in the hole? That somehow that the Bretton Woods Agreement is not holding. We broke the agreement because what we've done through excessive and irrational exuberance, thank you, Mr. Greenspan, that we have spent ourselves into oblivion, therefore devaluing the dollar, and nobody wants to play in our sandbox anymore. Want to know why oil magically is $60 a barrel? Didn't have anything to do with extraction or increased costs with taking that crude out of the ground. It had to do with the countries that were selling us that crude. They said, here's our new price. Pay it or go get it someplace else. Because quite frankly, you owe us a lot of money. We're holding a lot of your debt instruments. And your money's not worth anything, so we want triple the price of the oil. Done deal. That's really at the root of this. Now, even still, we have the oil companies on top of this using every inane excuse that they can come up with. And I think they have even quit bothering to offer the excuses. Because it is, even though we've been talking about this, and I for one, in particular, have been talking about this, that, hey, it's not a problem with oil supply. It's a problem with supply of the gasoline and the fuel oils. It is the companies themselves that have gotten together and said, you know what? We're going to extract more money. We're going to hold our bottom line profit and increase that by not building any more new refineries, which they haven't in almost 40 years, knowing full well that the demand for their product is going to escalate. We've read you the internal memos from the 90s that they mapped out exactly what they were going to do. So here we all sit with empty tanks and empty pockets. But don't worry. The Bilderberg meeting over in Istanbul is going to soothe all of our fears, make all of our economic woes go away, and we'll be living in a fuzzy, fuzzy new world order that is going to be bringing us peace and tranquility throughout the globe. The only thing you have to do is capitulate. The only thing that you have to do is roll over. And I'm a little amazed here. Being the benevolent people, the swell people that they really are, why have they failed to make me feel comfortable yet? What have they done exactly to make me believe once they take over the entire planet, that things are going to be better than what they are right now? You know, I think I'm going to pick up my bat and ball, and I'm going to go home. I don't want to play this game anymore with you. Rick Perry, the word's out. You're a traitor. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering. World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea when we started out?
Yes, I remember the Constitution. I remember making a pledge to allegiance to the Republic for which it stands, not the great democracy that the politicians are trying to lead the American people into believing we're the greatest of the entire planet of the democracies. On the point of Bush lashing out, Bush also lashed out at a question about whether Iraq war had strengthened al-Qaeda. In other words, the option would have been just to let Saddam Hussein stay there. Your question is, should we not have left Saddam Hussein in power? And the answer is, absolutely not. Well, why not? He only was accused of killing 1,800 of his own people. We've managed to kill upwards of 1 million of them. Good job, George. Yes, they love us in Iraq. As you might remember back then, we tried the diplomatic route. UN Resolution 1441 was a unanimous vote in the Security Council that said disclose, disarm, or face serious consequences. So the choice was his to make, and he made a choice that has subsequently caused him to lose his life. Jeez. This old favorite talking point, Bush never acknowledges the fact that Hussein did comply with Resolution 1441 by declaring accurately that he had disposed of his weapons of mass destruction stockpiles and by permitting UN inspectors free rein to inspect any site of their choosing. In March of 2003, Mr. Bush forced UN inspectors to leave and then, in defiance of the UN Charter, launched a preemptive invasion. Oh, so you see, the UN is the good guys in this story. I feel better already. Through the history on this point is now well established, Bush continues to falsify the record, even saying at times that Hussein barred the UN inspectors. But Bush is never called on this falsehood by the White House press corps. On Memorial Day, President Bush tested out another talking point, depicting the continued presence of U.S. forces in Iraq as a test of American mettle and manhood. Yes, here is the most despicable human being on the face of this planet, testing the mettle. As before in our history, he says, Americans find ourselves under attack and underestimated. Our enemies long for our retreat. They question our moral purpose. They doubt our strength of will. Yet even after 5 years of war, our finest citizens continue to answer our enemies with courage and confidence. And let me add, Mr. Bush, their blood and sinew. For no damn good reason at all. For Bush and Cheney, their own triumph of the will has been their success in using tough-talking talking points to back down the Democrats in Washington. But the tragedy on the ground in Iraq is no matter of how much courage and confidence American soldiers display. As their death toll rises towards 3,500, and folks, that is a misnomer unto itself. More accurate reports have the U.S. fatalities well over 10,000. And this, I don't think, is accounting for the vets that are dying right now of depleted uranium poisoning and other bugaboos they picked up in the Middle East, whether it was through vaccinations or whatever. And some people claim as many as 16,000 soldiers have been killed in our foray into Afghanistan and Iraq. But yet this man sits in defiance of the American people, because after all, he was elected fairly and installed by the U.S. Supreme Court. But he claims to know what is best for this nation. He understands the threat of terrorism. He is making the terrorism. I'll tell you, we need a miracle here. We need a small miracle. And I think miracles are bestowed on those that are, how should we say, that they're worth being bestowed a miracle upon. In other words, you got to be worthy of it. Have we suffered enough in this country? Have we been bleeding out of every orifice of our human bodies for this great sake of democracy and the spreading of democracy around the world? It is time that it stops. That small miracle, does that come by the way of maybe a Ron Paul being elected president and staying alive during his tenure? Maybe that means that, rumor mill has it, that Jim Guest, congressman out of Missouri, will be picked if Ron Paul gets a nomination for the Republican Party, that Jim Guest may very well be, and he's very well read. You heard him on the program yesterday. If you missed it, go back to the archives, ladies and gentlemen, at republicbroadcasting.org and listen to it for yourself. Because you may have heard the beginning words here out of the next vice president's mouth of the United States. It would be a small miracle indeed. But as I said, a miracle only if we're worthy of it. And I think we've got to display that we're worthy of a small miracle. I think we need an even break. We'll be right back with some of the soldiers' statements on Iraq.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
You know, if it's not a kick in the pants that we're losing military personnel over there for absolutely no good reason except to benefit the very few, the very elite. Military amputees back on active duty. Story out of TampaBay.com, the St. Petersburg Times. And this is a shocker, folks. In the blur of smoke and blood after a bomb blew up under his Humvee in Iraq, Sergeant Tawan Williamson looked down at his shredded leg and knew it couldn't be saved. His military career, though, pulled through. Less than a year after the attack, Williamson is running again with a high-tech prosthetic leg and plans to take up a new assignment, probably by the fall, as an Army job counselor an affirmative action officer in Okinawa, Japan. In an about-face by the Pentagon, the military is putting many more amputees back on active duty, even back into combat. Well, I'm certainly glad that Sergeant Tawan Williamson is not going to be an Army recruiter. That wouldn't be a very good selling point. Picture is worth a thousand words. a story. I can't believe I'm reading this. Williamson, a 30-year-old Chicago native who is missing his left leg below the knee and three toes of his other foot, acknowledged that some will be skeptical of a maimed soldier back in uniform. But I'll let my job show for itself. Previously, a soldier who lost a limb automatically received a quick discharge, a disability check, an appointment with the Department of Veterans Affairs. But since the start of the Iraq War, the military has begun holding on to amputees, treating them in rehab programs like the one at Fort Sam Houston, and promising to help them return to active duty if that's what they want. The mindset of our Army has changed to the extent that we realize the importance of all of our soldiers and what they can contribute to our Army. This is according to Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Arata, a spokesman for the Army's Human Resource Command at the Pentagon. Amazing. I cannot believe the story. So they're sending them back into combat if that's what they want to do. From the website travelingsoldier.org, from NCO, from the 424th Infantry Battalion, 172nd Striker Brigade in Baghdad, says, I'd like to punch him, meaning Rumsfeld, in the gut. He treats us like we're not human. He acts like he's not destroying families. Sergeant Ryan Kohler, Task Force I-36 in Iraq. The world keeps turning, and so does the fighting in Iraq. Yesterday, my soldier and friend was shot and killed. He is the first one in our platoon to be killed. His death has started an uproar of emotions in the platoon. No one understands why we are here and what our mission is. This war is lost. We are not helping these people. We are just dying and getting injured. Major Brent E. Lilly, Marine, Civilian Affairs Unit in Iraq. Nobody is pro-American in this city. They either tolerate us or all-out hate us. If we do leave, the city will be a lot better, and they'll build it a lot better. Nobody wants us here. So why are we here? That's the big question. If we leave, all the attacks would stop because we'd be gone. Specialist Tim Ivey, 2nd Battalion, 6th Infantry, Infantry Regiment, 1st Armored Division in Baghdad. He says, it sucks, honestly. It just feels like we're driving around waiting to get blown up. That's the most honest answer I could give you. You lose a couple of friends, and it gets hard. Sergeant Christopher Duger, 2nd Battalion, 6th Infantry Regiment, 1st Armored Division in Baghdad. No one wants to be here. No one is truly enthused about what we do. We were excited, but then it just wears on you. There's only so much you can take. Like me personally, I want to fight in a war like World War II. I want to fight an enemy. And this, out here, there is no enemy. It's a faceless enemy. He's out there, but he's hiding. Specialist David Fulcher, 2nd Battalion, 6th Infantry Regiment, 1st Armored Division in Iraq, Baghdad. At this point, it seems like the war on drugs in America. It's like the never-ending battle, like we find one IED, and if we do find it before it hits us, so what? You know, it's just like the cops make a big bust next week. The next higher-ups puts more back out there. Specialist Joshua Steffi, 2nd Battalion, 6th Infantry, 1st Armored Division in Baghdad. The first time somebody you know dies, the first thing you ask yourself is, well, what did he die for? You know, I've been thinking about Cindy Sheehan, and yesterday I made the comment on the program about taking her bat and her ball and going home. And I must tell you, folks, that one person called in from Nevada, I think it was Rick, And it was kudos for the woman, and I can understand why. Because for almost 3 years, she was out there fighting the good fight, claiming to be part of a political machine that was in full compliance and backing her. But I think she really got disgruntled, and she got disenfranchised, shall we say, when the Democrats no longer needed her. When they themselves have turned on the very people that voted them into office over the promise, mind you, of bringing our troops home and putting an end to the war in Iraq. Instead, what did they just give President Bush? A tenth of $1 trillion, not much, $100 billion, to have more soldiers killed, to kill more Iraqis, for the violence to continue to escalate, and for the full-blown civil war that they said for a long, long time was not taking place. And it is with a heavy heart that this woman is going home. Now, she was, on Alex Jones's show, yesterday, for about 10 minutes. And I'm glad that she did that. Because in as much she said that I'm going to go back home, I'm going to recharge my batteries, take care of my family. She was married for 29 years and got divorced. I've never spoken to her husband, so this is just speculation on my part, but I know that what she was doing caused a lot of problems in her family. I don't know what her husband's politics were, and I don't think that it really matters. But she had the attention of a lot of people. There isn't one person in this country that did not know the name of Cindy Sheehan. But are they going to hear this woman's name again? Is she going to come to the realization that this isn't about politics or party politics or loyalty or hanging a moniker around your neck saying that I'm for this or I'm for that? In one breath, she's anti-war. In another breath, she is pro-peace. And I guess being anti-war can be construed as being pro-peace. But the fact is that she did go home. And I'm sorry for her disenchantment. I truly am. And what I'm even sorrier for, that there was a public statement made by her, rather than fading in. As I brought up Monday on this very program, without seeing one shred of evidence, not one news story, not one little internet innuendo, because I don't spend a whole lot of time reading blogs out there, folks. You know, the wasteland of opinion making in good old US of A. I mean, it's entertainment for some people, but I truly do not have the time to do it. But just out of the blue, I mean, I was mid-thought with something else, and I stopped and I said, whatever happened to Cindy Sheehan? I would prefer on this Thursday to be asking that same question. Whatever happened to Cindy Sheehan? I would have preferred that she had stepped out of the limelight and went and recharged her batteries, rethought how she had figured that she had been turned on and too many egos were in the thing and this and that and the other and all of this blather. I would have preferred her just to drop back temporarily into oblivion and then come back out even stronger than when she first started this. As I said, there wasn't one person in this country that didn't know the name Cindy Sheehan. And I am sorry that she lost her 24-year-old son. Many mothers have lost their 21, 20-year-old, 22, 23, 24 husbands, wives. Many people have died unnecessarily in this, and for no good reason or cause at all. As I've stated before on this program, I won't die for my country, but I'll sure kill for it. But that would necessarily mean that there's a foreign invader on this soil, that we are physically attacked here, that we are being occupied by an unfriendly or an alien presence. And I'm not talking about Mexicans here. This is one bad old man that they don't want to let loose with an AK-47 or an AR-15. Because body count is not going to be in my vernacular. It's going to be until I run out of ammunition, if we are ever attacked on this soil. The sleeping giant is not the military-industrial complex or its machine that you see, ladies and gentlemen. It's in the hearts and the minds and the gun owners in this country. That's where it is at. And if you think about this, if you think of the millions of gun owners in this country right now, and you do some time shifting and some figure shifting, 1776 versus today, it's one hell of a standing army. And there are no rules and regulations or payments or contracts to be signed. The only contract with America is that you're a loyal citizen and you'll fight to preserve this nation, this country, this republic. That is our standing army. So I sincerely hope that Cindy Sheehan, I know she's been going like a Roman candle, burning at both ends. Many times she was the middle part of that rocket being lit on both ends, and the pressure was, I'm sure, immense. And I can fully understand. I can fully understand and appreciate that. I can not sympathize with it. I can empathize with it. There is a difference. But Cindy, please, no more out of your depression or out of lack of energy. Please, no more of these statements. Think, my dear woman, before you speak. Think before you throw away 3 hard years of work. And it is better to leave people with the memory of your work rather than your last words. And again, I am urging you, let them not be your last words. Drop back. Recharge. Rethink. Reacquire the target, because the target is America. And then come back out and swing. And swing hard. Harder than you did before. But this time with a conviction that you know you owe no party allegiance here. That you don't owe one any individual or any group of people anything. Even if you want to do this completely from a narcissistic point of view, as a bereaved mother losing a 24-year-old son in a war that should have never taken place and never should have taken your son's life. If you just want to do it from a personal point of view, that is fine. But weigh your words before you speak them, my dear, and the effect that it may have on people. Because I'll be honest with you, ladies and gentlemen, my gut reaction to this was, you quitter. Don't quit. Don't you ever quit. Nobody should ever quit. We're engaged in little battles here. Some were winning, some were losing. But the war is still on. The war that I speak of is the preservation of the greatest country that has ever been organized by men on this planet in recorded human history. For that. I don't like quitters. There's enough people out there that are like my friend Rick in Nevada. I'm sure he did that because he felt it was necessary to make that call. And Rick, I don't unnecessarily want to beat you up. If you're listening to the program today, you want to call in for the last segment, please do. Because there was something on top of my comments about Cindy Sheehan that really drive me over the edge. And that is that I'm leaving the country. That is, and I'm turning tail and run. That is a public statement saying rather than staying in the fight to return this country to its moral and ethical compass, its essence of what it is, that you would turn your back on it and you would run away. To preserve what? Your own life? Well, there are some things, my friend, that are bigger than your own life. And that's an idea. The ideals, the very essence of what this country is. It is not one single man or woman or child. It's an idea. And to turn your back on that and to run from that is wholly and totally inexcusable. And if by God's miracle we do get this country back, if I were you and I was holed up someplace on planet Earth somewhere, I'd really think twice about returning to this country. We'll close out this edition of the National Intel Report right after the final break of the program here. We'll be right back.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our web banner for the address.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Mark in Ohio. Hello, Mark. Mark, you there?
Good day, John.
Hi.
Yeah, I was listening to you when you was talking about, I call them the sissy rats that desert the ship if we're blessed enough to get Ron Paul in charge and get things straightened up, I think they should be told once this occurs, you know what, the country that you went to, stay there, make that your home country because you're not welcome back.
You know, that's a hard thing to say, but it's a fast and, at least for me, a viable truth. Because I don't know how you engage in a restoration when you're not there to lend moral support or financial support or anything else. I just don't see how that's possible.
Well, that's why I come up with the statement that I made, because I'm not blowing the horns or anything, but it's a well-known fact. I don't run from nothing where I'm at. I don't. And the enemies, once they know that, they do go behind the back because they don't want you to see them. But still, I'm still here. We're still pressing forward.
Well, and that is the best stance, and in my estimation, Mark, the only one that I can take.
Yes. Well, if you're a true American, that's it. You know, I mean, I question these people. I've heard of some people, you know, I'm going to leave here. Why? Well, what's the matter? Can't you stand the heat? I mean, what are you a true American or aren't you? Where do your loyalties lie? Are you one of these pass-the-buck type of turds that, well, it's not going away, and I'm scared. I got to, you know, grab the old skirt and hightail it. That just irritates me to no end.
It doesn't bode well with me because the struggle to do what we are doing, it's hard enough as it is. But when I get the, and I don't want to be, well, yes, okay. I think that it comes more from the yellow streak in people's character than it does anything else. And that is a hard thing to come to terms with, especially for the individual making those statements. But if they're going to make those statements and do it publicly, then be ready to incur the wrath of my opinion. I mean, that's just it. If you're going to make the statement, I gotta at least respond to it.
Oh, and I always do. And what I've told some of these people, one in particular I've talked to, they're thinking about leaving the country and so forth. I said, why, you know? Well, Bush is doing all this stuff and he's getting away with it. I said, well, it appears so, but he will be dealt with. So why not stick around for the poops and giggles? We'll have a big party.
Well, and you know what? It's the journey. It's the getting there.
Yeah.
That is the most important part.
Well, you know the old saying, when it gets tough, the tough get going.
Well, some are getting out of town.
Well, it's literally going, yeah. Well, listen, bro, I just wanted you to know we do pray for you and RBN, and I think you guys are about the best Internet program on the planet.
Well,
like I've said, you know, we promoted you all over the place in the very beginning, going to the Yahoo Messenger with list and emailing a thing. And those who didn't have email, we IM'd it to them, and some of them called her, and they really appreciated it.
Well, Mark, do me a favor. Send me another email so I can stay in contact with you.
That sounds good, John. We do appreciate it, bro. You just hang in there, and, you know, it's all in what we put forth to be considered a good fight.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. If it was just Mark and me and some friends standing there, and we were the last men standing, I'll look my enemy in the eye, and I will not back down. I will not compromise with him. I will not parlay with him. I will do what I must do, and that's to restore and preserve. For that, the thieves, you know, always remember this, folks. You know, it's those that take, they get taken from. Those that give, they're given tenfold over. I think there's even a biblical passage about that. I'd like to end this program by reminding people to take a look at our website, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at the suppliers, all the people with the fine products. I mean, there is a ton of stuff up there. Take a look at the site. Thinking about making any purchases? Do it from republicbroadcasting.org to support the advertisers that are supporting this message. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.
A message for all.